Well, good morning. We're just a little bit behind the intro delay. We apologize, and we do thank you for joining us. It's Thursday, May 8th, 2014. Thank you. It's a wonderful morning. It's brand new. Are you ready? Well, God is. So let us go right into our prayer episode or program for today. We do thank you for joining us, as you always have, and being so faithful and so kind. Today we're looking at the relationship, even as we go into prayer, between trouble and prayer. You know, they do have a relationship. They're closely related to each other. And prayer is of great value to trouble. Now, trouble often drives people to God in prayer, while prayer is but the voice of people in trouble. Now, there is great value in prayer in times of trouble. Prayer often delivers one from trouble, and more often gives strength to bear trouble, ministers comfort in trouble, and creates patience in the midst of trouble. Therefore, wise is the person who knows his true source or her true source of strength and who doesn't fail to pray in times of trouble. You know, there's a scripture that it does give us comfort as it relates to dealing with what one may be personally experiencing or even what we may be witnessing as the nations go through and families go through. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, and it says, and I'm reading from the Amplified, it says, "For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man." That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance, and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience, and such as a man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted and not to let you be tempted and tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently." Well, that's the Holy Spirit's long way of saying just be patient while you're experiencing whatever challenge, difficulty, or trouble, understanding that you're not the first or the only one or even the last one to go through, but just be patient because he is faithful to his word, he is compassionate in his nature, and you can trust him not to let you be overwhelmed so that your ability and strength and resistance and power to endure is absent. But be patient. So tribulation works patience. So we pray, and trouble is related to prayer, and prayer is related to trouble. And so we don't just pray when we're in trouble. We pray ahead of trouble, and we're prepared and strengthened when trouble does show up. Can you say amen to that? Well, we have a prayer agenda today, and I trust that you have supplements to that by things that you desired and God has placed on your heart for us to lift up before His throne. Let us go before His throne, if you will. We want to enter into His Majesty's presence, into His courtroom, knowing that He has welcomed us and is looking forward to us being present. Dear God, You are so far above us, but yet so near. You always are wanting us to come close. Today we venture to do that. We thank You for opening Your door and making Your presence available so that we have an audience with You today. We come in with praise and with thanksgiving because You are so faithful, so compassionate to us. You're never changing. We're the ones that do change. We thank You today that You're receiving us with the same reception that You have in the past. Even though we may have gone through some changes, You are who You are. You are still God. You're still our Creator. You're still our Majesty and Savior. So we thank You today for that, for Your consistency, even when we have been inconsistent. So we ask today and bow down low before Your throne with great respect for who You are and Your power, even Your power to destroy us if You so desired, but You're restrained and constrained by Your great love and mercy to us, Word. Today we welcome that, and we release all sense of guilt, knowing that we have missed the mark in some way, but You have been patient, and You are demonstrating Your own patience and encouraging us to be patient. Now, Father, we ask that You would forgive us for our sin. You know what those are. You know where our weaknesses lie. We ask You to forgive us in the name of Jesus, who is the one that poured out His blood on the cross to meet the need of forgiveness and righteousness required by Your ordinances, by Your laws. We thank You that You are there and we can approach boldly and make our requests known. So we thank You for putting on the horns of our spirits and lives the blood, same blood that was applied to the horns of the altar. Place it on the horns of our lives today. And Father, we ask that You would also cleanse us completely, make us new, whole, righteous before Your presence today. Not because we deserve it, because we don't, but because of Your great love and Your promise that if we confess our sin, You are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we receive that today as ours personally and corporately on this morning. We thank You for that blessing. We thank You for this new day that gives us the opportunity for renewal and restoration. We pray for every person that is on with us live or will be listening later. We pray that each of us would find a place of peace, a place of oneness with You, because You desire that, and if in fact we desire that, then it's a prayer answered. It's a desire met. you're meeting heart to heart. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. And for whoever is burdened today, we pray, oh God, that we would see the open door. We would know that we are in the courtroom where we can have our prayers heard, answered, our petitions are entertained. We're not rejected, but accepted. We thank you for the acceptance and the entrance that we have today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Once again, welcome. And we do thank you. And thank you for joining us. And so we are blessed. And you are a blessing by being with us today. Well, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please do not hesitate to share that with us. Your praise report will encourage us, and not just us or yourself, but those that are in places near and far that are listening, who want to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know how you can drive through a tunnel, but for some time you don't see any sign of the end of the tunnel. You're just driving in faith that ultimately you see the light. Well, there are people that are still in the dim and dark of the tunnel, and they're wanting to be prepared to see the light. And so maybe your praise report could be just the thing that they need in order to keep them going until the light comes into view. So think of that as something important. Can be helpful. Your prayer requests. Well, I believe that you know some situation, some circumstance that needs prayer. And if you can think of it, and if you're aware of it, then that is why we're here, so that we can bring that to the throne room. I'd like to hasten quickly to explain something about how God operates. Yesterday I kind of slowed the pace down just a little bit and spent much time meditating and so forth. And the Lord was helping me to understand that there's some things that we do not understand, that He is the just judge. And some of you, most people, have been through a courtroom for one reason or another. In the courtroom, there's someone presiding. There is a judge. And in God's courtroom, He has a courtroom. His courtroom is where His throne is, from where He issues forth His rule over the earth. So he's not in a chapel. He's in a courtroom. And His court is where His presence is, where He is. Now, in His courtroom, He rules righteously, and He overrules righteously as well. And we can say this. What is the basis of His rulership? Well, the basis of His rulership, as He has declared, is His laws, His ordinances. All of those things are standard, written, and never changing. His laws and His ordinances. And so it's all legal. Just like in a regular courtroom, these laws and ordinances are written. They don't change from day to day. So you and I can come after being cleared for entrance by having our sins forgotten and cleansed. We can come in and we can make our petitions known. And you can come in on behalf of yourself. You can come in on behalf of your family, your community, your nation, your church, your neighborhood, your job. You can come in based on what you observe the need to be, and hopefully you're observant. And you can make your petitions known. And God will remember his laws and his ordinances that he has written, which is his word. He will apply that to the prayer requests so that the gap, whatever the gap is, and the gap is the difference between what is and what God really intends should be. So this is where you and I come in. We come in to bridge the gap with our petitions and our presence. Isn't that awesome? That he would choose you and I to do that. People that were formerly walked in darkness to now walk in the light of truth. Imagine. So when I invite you to bring a prayer report, a praise report rather, or a prayer request, that is what we're talking about. We have this awesome privilege. Dare we to squander it? Think of it as not as important or just something to be known but never executed. So today, we are going to be praying for one of the individuals, and actually it's Linda Razor, and she is going into surgery on tomorrow. She's going to have surgery on her foot, resulting from the accident that we shared about in months past. And we know that God is in charge, and if we lift this up before the Lord, this is what he wants. It's not that he doesn't know. We are not CNN bringing him news. He already knows everything. But what he is after is that we know that we can come, and we do come with these things, asking, because he's our Father, which Father doesn't want to be asked. So we're going to ask on behalf of Linda today that her surgery would go well. We're going to believe God for that. We're going to believe that her medical team will be on their best alert on tomorrow. They will be in the greatest mood to fulfill their promise and their capacity to administer healing. And I believe that you and I, we can agree on that. Amen? So let us take that to the Lord right now in prayer. And we are believing there is going to be a wonderful praise report from Linda and whoever else is acquainted with her particular situation that God has really undertaken. And I can tell you, in a situation like this, you have to understand that the medical team are just God's hands. It's God's hands extended. Yes. So right now, in the name of Jesus, and Linda, I can see you're on, so it makes it even better, the fact that you're on with us this morning. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Yes, praise the Lord. And we can go, we can make our requests known, we can do so boldly, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for correcting everything that is out of line with Linda's leg and foot. You will bring it into complete and perfect alignment and correction using the hands of the doctors, the surgeons, and technicians, the nurses, and everyone that has to do with her case that you have assigned already for her complete healing and recovery. We thank you right now that there is a testimony in the making now that we boldly came on this day, May 8th of the year 2000, and we made our request because you said you invited us and wanted us and welcomed us into your presence. So we come boldly, and we know and recognize our humanity and your divinity. You are God, and you rule and overrule. And we know that you rule for life, you rule for health. You rule in favor of well-being and so forth for all of your creation, wherever possible. So we now know, Lord, that Linda is healed in the name of Jesus, and that she will come through this procedure and all that's attached to it in good shape, in perfect shape.
Yes.
And this will be but a passing memory and experience,
yes,
of which she can testify of your faithfulness. She can tell others and will tell others that you can be trusted because she proved to you in this particular incident. You kept her through the accident, kept her,
yes,
to this point, and we know that you will not abandon or leave her at this point. So we have the confidence that wholeness is done for her foot. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Yeah.
And it is my prayer, praise the Lord, that anyone who is experiencing any illness as such, and I myself have been feeling a little bit tired and so on because of work, and also my wife, she has been experiencing discomfort from allergies and so on all of the last couple of days and so on. So we're applying God's healing power to our own personal situations, knowing that God is able. He is able. So, Father, we thank you for recovery. We thank you for strength. We thank you for healing. Healing for us and for all of those who are listening. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well,
good morning,
thank
Pastor.
God. Yes, good morning, Linda. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. God bless you and your prayer partners. I thank you for that prayer. It's very much needed, very much appreciated.
Amen.
My daughter and my son-in-law is on their way home to be with me tomorrow. And,
okay, I was wondering about that. I was going to try to contact you later. I was like, okay, what is she going to do? Who's going to be there?
Yes, they're on their way. They'll be here for a few days. So God bless them and give them traveling mercy as they're on the road right now. I thank you all very much for prayer. And I have faith, great faith, that everything will go well tomorrow. I'm not worried in the least. I'll be all right. I've been all right through this whole situation. I have not wavered.
Yes.
Will not
Amen.
Waver.
Amen.
Because God has kept me. And if he brought me to it, he's going to bring me through it.
Amen.
I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right.
And also you have our permission to enjoy the pampering. That you do. And I'm sure you will not have a problem stepping into that. I think you will milk it for all it's worth. but it's okay. It's all good.
No, I won't. I'll be at the hospital at 7:30 in the morning, so everything is going to be fine.
Well, I'm talking about after.
God has said so. I'll be fine.
I'm talking about afterwards. They're going to cook for you, and they're going to tell you, oh, you sit down, don't get up, and they're going to turn the TV on for you, turn it off for you, and all of that.
She's already said so.
You won't even have to work the remote control. I mean, I think that's wonderful. Everybody could use a little pampering. Well, praise God.
Yes, I'll take advantage of it. Praise God, and thank you all very much for keeping me in prayer. I much appreciate it. Glory, God be the glory. Thank
you.
Yes,
and that we must do. Praise the Lord. We will continue to cover you with. Physical challenge. Well, we all need that covering. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well,
amen.
Again, welcome to all of you, and there are tons of us on our live episode, and hopefully that is true for our for those who are downloading our episodes or programs now or later. But we want you to know, even if we can't see you, we feel you. You are there. There's this dynamic connection that is global in scope that is amazing. And so I want you to know that even if you cannot be live with us by telephone, please don't understand that you're second class in the arena of prayer. You are not. You are right there. And ringside and center place, or in the courtroom, if you will, with the rest of us and the mighty God that we serve. And so receive whatever he gives out on this day. Okay, is there another prayer request that's burning on your heart? Share it with us, and we would like the privilege of standing with you in that. God wants to hear. He wants you to ask. Okay.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. How are you today?
Praise
God. Amen. Amen.
I have a prayer request this morning. I don't want to say my step-grandson, my grandson, which is
okay.
My son-in-law's son.
Yes.
He is going for a surgical procedure this morning.
Okay.
And it is for clearance of inflammation in his sinus.
Okay.
He's 8 years old, and his name is Nate. And
his name is
I
Nate?
Would like to know that. Yes, he's 8 years old. And I would like for Nate that this procedure would be successful, and that he would no longer suffer with sinus inflammatory.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're honored to have the opportunity to lift that up before the Lord. Father, we thank you for the fact that your healing process also involves medical procedures. You've placed people in the earth who just love to minister to others through medical treatment and medical care, medical procedures. So we know today, Lord God, that for this young fella, Nate, 8 years of age, that you want him to be well. You want him to have the comfort of not having the sinus condition, even to the extent that it is. We pray today, Father, that you will comfort him, remove every fear that he may have, every anxiety, that he would be peaceful. We speak peace to his person right now, even as he goes into the procedure today. And we thank God, we thank all of heaven for the skill that the doctors and the technicians and nurses have that they will use today to administer wholeness to this child. We know that your presence will be in the room where the procedures are being done, and that there will be an atmosphere that's charged with your presence. We thank you, Lord, that we can have medical procedures, that they're available to us, because there are places around the world where it is not. So we thank you for the provision that you made.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of us, that we can have medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
On
yes,
demand.
Lord. Yes, Father.
That is a miracle
in
itself. And we pray for those that are around the world that are experiencing health challenges right now, that are finding it difficult to get the procedures and the treatment and the care they need. Father, we pray on this day that somehow, miraculously, you will raise up and open doors for them to get the treatment that they need. We pray that you will cause them to endure and to come through and to be victorious over the challenges that that presents, because you are God and you provide, you love all, you love everyone the same. And so we thank you for providing care, healing, and wholeness for all today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Thank you.
Praise
thank
the name
you,
of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, the Lord impressed upon me, and that happened this morning, early this morning. We want to pray today for men. We want to pray that men, and we're not just talking about generically about humanity, we're talking about men as opposed to females or women. We're talking about males as opposed to females. And you and I know that ever since the beginning, the Garden of Eden, the enemy has been able to have a situation where that the man is not on top of his game. And this is not judgmental in statement, but it's factual in commentary. It's fact. And we see that all over our communities. We see that in our families. We see that in the streets every day. We see how the enemy works and how he has and continues to demasculate the men. Have the men, young and old, walking with their pants down below their behinds, having lost self-respect, having lost a sense of dignity and manhood. So many men are displaying the effects of sin and what it does, how it takes God's design apart at the very core. And manhood is a core competency. It is. It's not something just nice. It's if you can't be a man as you're designed, then you can't function. And this has nothing to do with maleness. Maleness is a biological given. A man does not have a control about whether he's male. You're born male, you're born female, and there are those who are mixed up and not sure what they're born as. But it's clear. In Genesis it says, male and female made he them. That's all I'm restating. Male and female. There isn't even an in-between. There isn't even such thing as no designation. It's male and female. One and one. So that program that Satan instituted back there still continues in resistance to God's plan to raise up every man as a leader in his family, in his church, in his community, in his nation, to be a leader so that there is order, divine supernatural order. So pardon my lengthy commentary on that, but it came in pretty heavy. And so we need to pray for that today. I'm going to ask one of our prayer team today to lift up that burden before the Lord. And we are here to assist, because that's heavy. Because we look all around and we see the ladies taking their place. The women are taking their place. We see that on resurrection morning. The women were at the tomb doing their best, doing what they know needed to be done. Where were the men? They were hiding. And so they encountered an angel. And the angel said, "He is risen. He is not here." And they saw that it was an empty tomb. Now, that first gospel needed to go out. But guess who carried it? The women. If the men were there, they would have been given the instruction. But they were absent. They weren't where they ought to be at the time they ought to be. And that is still true in many cases. So I want to ask one of our prayer partners today to lift up the men before the Lord. Help us in this particular task of bringing this burden before God's throne. Anyone? We're listening. This may be an excellent opportunity for you personally as well.
Hallelujah.
Because you're
Hallelujah.
Sharing God's burden. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. We magnify
yes.
your name. We glorify yes. your name, Lord, because you alone are worthy of praise. You alone
yes.
are worthy of praise.
Yes,
Father,
Jesus.
You this morning asking you to forgive us for our sins.
Yes.
Cleanse
Lord.
Us and purge us one more time in your blood, Lord.
Father,
we ask that anything that is not of you, that is in us, that you remove it in the name of Jesus. We come
yes.
before you this morning lifting up the men, Lord. Lifting
yes.
up the men of society, the men of this nation, the men of the world, the men in our family, the men
yes.
in our surrounding, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
You said from the beginning you made man and woman. And we lift up the men, Lord, asking you, Lord, to touch
yes.
them.
Yes.
Touch their heart. Touch their mind. Touch them
yes.
mentally,
Hallelujah.
Physically, spiritually, Lord. Father,
Hallelujah.
Bring them into their rightful places as husbands,
yes.
as fathers,
yes.
as sons.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
I pray and
yes.
I ask that you do a revival, Lord.
Yes.
In the
life stir
of
the man.
Men
stir
everywhere.
The man.
Mm-hmm.
Stir them up, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let them
yes.
know, Lord, that you have created them to be the head of their household. You have created
yes.
them to be men of valor. You have created them
yes.
to be
Yes.
integrity, Father, and I ask that you do a new thing. You visit the prison, visit the mental asylum. Those men
yes.
on the streets that have lost their dignity, that have lost
yes.
their manhood, Lord.
Yes.
To bring them before you this morning. The men in our churches, Lord, I bring them before you this morning that they will take their rightful places as men.
Yes.
Standing with the pastor, standing in ministry, Lord.
All
that you will use them, Lord. That you will open their eyes, Lord. Those who are fighting addiction, Lord. I pray that you help them, Lord. Whatever
freedom,
the addiction is, whether it's drugs, alcohol, it's sexual addiction, Father, I ask that you bring a revelation unto them, Lord. The men in North Gospel Tabernacle, Lord, I pray and I ask. You know them by name. You know them by nature. I pray and I ask that you line them up for their purpose, Lord. Tell them to seek you, Lord, for purpose, Lord, that you will reveal to them what you have created them to be.
Yes.
And I lift up the men in our families, Lord, those who are struggling with addiction, drug addiction. I pray, Lord, that you will answer prayers that we have sent out for our men, Lord, the men in our families. I pray, Lord, that you will do a new thing. We have signed out to you for our men in our society, the men in government, Lord, the men in leadership, Lord.
Yes.
I ask, Lord, that you will take charge.
Yes, Lord.
That you will take control, Lord. That you will answer our cry, answer our prayer. But I look at our pastor, the special man that you have placed in our life, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, I pray that you will continue blessing him to be an example of a man of integrity, a man of balance.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That you will keep him, Lord. That wherever he goes, men will be touched by his life, Lord. That wherever go, Lord, you would give him the honor to minister to men, Lord. That they would see his light, Lord. That his light will shine. That he will touch the lives of the men that he gets into contact with, that the men that are around him, Lord.
Yes.
The men in the ministry, Lord, that they would follow suit with his example, Lord.
Yes.
I pray that you place a hedge of protection round about him, Lord.
Yes.
That
every
plan that the enemy have, we bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus and say it is not so. You will grant Aubrey Gregory favor with you and with man, that everywhere he go, Lord, he would leave a mark.
Lord.
Father, I pray that you provide for his every need.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you bless him in every area of his life. When he's weak, that you strengthen him, that he would be able to go out and help men, Lord, that he would be able to go out and minister to men.
Jesus.
Bring men to your kingdom, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Father, we know that you would do it because you promised us where two or three are gathered asking anything in your name.
Yes,
it is done. And we call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you in advance for our men, Lord.
Thank
you in advance for what you will do, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Manifest, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For our revival in the lives of God.
Yes, yes,
yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. And Lord God, draw them by your spirit in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Draw them by your spirit, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Everywhere, Lord, from the east, the west, the north, and the south.
Hallelujah.
Men that will desire, Lord God, to have a purpose in you. Yes, Lord God, a passion to serve you. Yes, God, to love you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Men that to be the men that are to be
after you. Very hard.
Yes, Lord God.
God.
And it would be the husband that you want them to be. It would be the father.
Praise
Lord God. Yes, Lord God. They would stand up and be the men in the church.
Yes, Lord God.
Yes.
Yes, Father, we pray for all leaders at this time, Lord God, all the male leaders in the churches,
yes.
Lord God,
oh.
that they will continue to trust you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, and stand
yes.
on your promises, stand on your word,
yes,
and do what thou said, the Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord, they would not be conformed to this world, my God,
yes.
but they will be transformed by the continual renewal
yes,
of the mind in you, Christ
yes.
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray this morning. Hallelujah, God, we lift them up.
Even the young men, Lord, even the young
yes,
men,
Lord.
Young
yes,
men,
Jesus.
Father,
the
old and the young.
Yes, Lord, God.
Thank
renew
you,
and restore
Jesus.
Them back to the rightful place under you, Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Do your work in them, Lord God. Do a complete
Jesus.
Work in them in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Give you glory.
Thank you, yes, Lord. Give you
oh,
honor
God.
And give you the praise that is due to you and you alone.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
You yeah.
thanks
you lift up the men of the harbor
house,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus,
bless
thank
them.
You for what you're doing,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank
you
for what you're
you.
Doing in these
thank
men's
you.
Life, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank you Lord. Because we know it is
praise
God.
The Lord.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Well, thank you for your presence and prayers with us today. I believe that we prayed God's heart on this day, and we want you to trust God for the rest of today. He's with you. Have the confidence no matter what giant shows up. You just stand. Paul said, having done all, stand, and certainly you're doing all you can. You've joined us for prayer and intercession this morning. So we want to close with a wonderful benediction that comes from John chapter 1, the third epistle or letter of the Apostle John, the first chapter and the second verse. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Can you receive that? Well,
yes.
It's there for the taking. He said it.
Amen.
It's therefore yea and amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Looking forward to seeing you on tomorrow, being with you.
Hallelujah.
Trust the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Yes.
Remember, you are highly favored, divine, powered, and blessed.
And blessed.
In Jesus' name. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Amen. Walk in the wisdom of the King.
Yes. Amen.